Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
OMG, what has happened to ACC baseball? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The ACC always had some schools that were good in baseball, but what's happening right now in the conference is downright ridiculous. Have you seen the phalanx of college baseball polls lately? And there are a bunch of them. Some have Carolina number one in the country, others have Vanderbilt of the SEC top ranked, and the Tar Heels number two. But most of the polls have every one of the eight ACC teams currently in the ACC tournament at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park ranked in the top 20. Virginia is number three, Atlantic Division champion Florida State number five, NC State number seven, Clemson 12th, Virginia Tech 13th, Georgia Tech 18th, and Miami at number 20. How exactly did this happen when college baseball used to be dominated by warm weather schools in the Deep South, Southwest, and Southern California? Well, by perusing the various rosters, it looks like more good high school players are staying closer to home, while the best of the programs continue to recruit nationally. UNC has been in that mode for years, with players migrating to Chapel Hill from Texas to New England, and a lot of homegrown talent as well. But now it seems everyone is getting good enough players to compete for the conference championship, and in the ACC, that means the College World Series. It's still a game of home field advantage, and those clubs that have great regular seasons stand the best chance of hosting a sub-regional, and if surviving that, one of the eight super-regionals. Three or four ACC schools could be NCAA host sites, with their baseball teams having a great shot at Omaha. Certainly Virginia, FSU, and maybe even NC State could join UNC in having sub-regionals on their home field. Virginia has come the farthest, the fastest. Once a non-factor in baseball, the Cavaliers hired coach Brian O'Connor 10 years ago, and if not in longevity, have been Carolina's equal of late. UVA reached Omaha in 2009 and has surpassed 200 wins over the last five seasons. The Hoos even had four first-team All-ACC players compared to three for the Tar Heels. And they also had the freshman of the year and outfielder Joe McCarthy, who nosed out Carolina's Sky Bolt, who still has the best name in all of college ball. Like Bolt, for most of the ACC, the sky's the limit. This is Archansky. See ya.